If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey there, this is for those of you who are feeling really stuck in your business right now. I understand that feeling so well. It happens very often in design businesses, and it certainly has happened to me. So I thought I'd talk to you guys a little bit about it today. First of all, make you understand that this is a normal thing, okay? Normalization of getting stuck in your design business. In fact, you're not a good business if you don't realize that you're getting stuck. I actually have seen this where designers think, I'm just great, I'm doing good, and they don't realize they're even stuck. They think they're just like, fine. For those of you who are not making money, you know you're stuck. Okay, like you are very self-aware of you're stuck. And many of you have been listening to my podcast, which I love because it's free and it's helpful. But here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Number one, I'm going to go through three things today. Number one is that you are unwilling to make a change in your situation. Okay, this is like tough love, but you have not made a change. You think you can still get information for free and that it's going to help you get to where you need to go. And the truth is, it's not going to. It isn't. The moment for my design business, I invested in a mastermind. And what it helped me do was I was trying to figure out, how do I replicate myself? I want to do all the design work, but I need to figure out how to replicate myself. And once I kind of figured all of that out, I was able to. My design business is booming because of that, because I was able to replicate myself and I was able to figure out strategies to get me to the next level. I was actually, ironically, using my own strategies, which then I teach, right? So I do the things in my own business that I then, again, teach. But anytime I am stuck, I start thinking, where do I need to invest? What kind of money do I need to invest? Also, how do I change my current situation? I need a change, some kind of transformational change. That usually happens with a program, but it also happens if I can find a community of people that can help me out as well. So I'm constantly looking for what would transform me, what would take me to that next level, okay? And that's what you need. If you refuse to change, if you are just listening to all the free stuff on the internet, that is not changing, you guys. That is listening to free stuff. And it doesn't actually create transformational change, okay? So put yourself in the way of change. Number two is, let's see. So I didn't have a name for this. This is if you're thinking one way, you need to figure out a way to pull yourself out so that you can stop thinking that one way. Okay, let me give you an example of this. If you are someone who has come to this podcast and you have been super excited about fabric design, and you are just like, you know what? I just want to be a fabric designer. That's the only thing I've ever wanted. I just want to be a fabric designer, okay? Which, by the way, we have people in my Design Suite program. That's all they're doing. They're working on collections so they can get a manufacturer so that they can be a fabric designer. I am not anti that. It's just a very, very hard route. And I will help you on that route if you come into Design Suite. So if that is your only goal, sometimes the best thing that you can do for yourself is make a little bit of a detour, make a little bit of a change, okay? And that change is, in the case of just wanting to become a fabric designer or a surface pattern designer, is also thinking about, what could I do that would make me a designer? What could I do so that I could do surface pattern design that would make me money as I got good at it? There are things you can do, but very often people never stray from their lane. They just go, I want to be this thing, and that's it, cut and dry. And here's the thing, most of them, 99% of them, never become the thing because they have been so busy thinking they've got to do it this one way that they never stray out of that lane and start thinking bigger picture. I just was on my friend Elizabeth Chappelle's podcast. She is phenomenal. She runs her own business and talks about crafting to business, like actually making a business. And one of the things that I talked about with her is that when we make those mindset shifts, that's where all the real gold, all the real money is. And people who are stuck in that same lane, they are just really stuck. And that most people have to expand their horizons, start thinking bigger so that they can make some adjustments in their lives, make some adjustments so that they can become better, so that they can become a full-time designer. And one of the things I said to her that is always worrisome to me, I've been in fabric for over a decade now. I've been a creative director. I've seen these things. I have seen so many designers make one line and that's it. That's the end of it. And that always disturbs me a little bit, because one line doesn't make you feel fulfilled. One line doesn't make you feel like a fabric designer. What makes you feel like a fabric designer is consistently producing great fabric year after year after year. And one of the reasons that you just produce one, maybe two line, is because you don't have the self-confidence to continue. You also get down on yourself. And sometimes you just get a lucky break, okay? One of the things that we emphasize in Design Suite is that you learn to become a well-rounded designer so that you are not the one-hit wonder. I am not interested in one-hit wonders. I am interested in producing designers who make a design line, they get a contract, and if they continue with that contract, that they get a line every year. They don't get down about the process. They just keep turning stuff in. Okay. And that is really hard for people to understand and see, that there is an actual process for contracts or digital, whatever it is that you're doing, and that you need to shift your mindset about the way the whole thing works. Okay. And think more about how do you become a designer, not just a surface pattern designer, not just a crafting designer, or just a paper designer, or just a clip art designer, or just a sticker designer. You need to become and embody becoming a designer, because then everything is limitless, you guys. Like, honestly, the world is your oyster. Okay. All right. Number three, I'm looking down at my notes if you're on YouTube, if you see me. You guys, this one is huge. And I know there's someone here who's listening who needs to hear this. You talk to yourself like you are the victim. Okay. Now, what do I mean by this? So you're designing, you're an illustrator, you can't figure it out, you're trying to do it for free online, or even maybe you're even in a program, you guys, because I see this all the time with members as well. You're in a program and you're doing this stuff, but you talk down to yourself. You talk to yourself like you're the victim in this whole thing. Everyone else is the problem, or yourself, you're kind of like down on yourself, okay? There's like both of those things, okay? Here's the thing, you need to flip the switch and think of yourself as the hero in this journey. You are going to become a designer. This is this thing you've been wanting to do your entire life, and now you have the time to do it. You're going to do it. You need to flip the switch and start thinking of yourself as the hero in your journey, the designer who is going to do it all, and you need to get to work doing that by designing every single day. You are not the victim. You can do this. You are worthy of doing this. And if this is your dream, the dream you have been wanting to do your whole life, then get down and do the work, okay? A couple of episodes back, I can't remember, maybe it was even just one episode, I talk about what's the bare minimum you have to do to become a designer. You guys, mindset switch here. The thing about design is that it's all about brain power and where we put our mindset. And if we spend all of our time thinking about what's the bare minimum I have to do versus what can I do to do this? What would it take? How much can I put into this? How good could I get? That's when we start making a change in our own lives, when we start modeling our creativity for our children, and we start going after the big challenges, the big dreams that we want to be going after. And I want that for you. And you deserve it, okay? So stop talking down to yourself, okay? You aren't the victim, you're the hero in this journey. And any hero is gonna get down, they're gonna have struggles, okay? That's okay, but it doesn't mean you're the victim, okay? Doesn't mean you're the prop. You are the hero, okay? Start thinking of yourself as the hero. This designer who's going to go after her dreams. And guess what happens to the hero, you guys? What happens to the hero at the end? They win, okay? If you go into this design thing knowing you're going to win, whatever winning looks like to you, which, by the way, it looks different for everyone. For some people, it's just learning Illustrator. For some people, it's making money. For some people, it's getting the contract. For some people, it's getting a big deal. For some people, it's having 5 digital shops making them 6 figures, okay? I don't know what winning looks like for you, but you know what winning looks like for you. And heroes win, and I want you to win. Thanks so much for joining me. If you have been having fun here on my podcast, make sure and check out A Design Bootcamp. We have an interesting layout for summertime. Usually I do a live bootcamp and I've stopped doing that. Instead, you can come into a bootcamp and watch my last replay and come join me for that so that you can learn more about becoming a designer. I think you have it into you to become the most amazing designer. And you're worth it. And if this is a big dream that you've been wanting to go after, come join me in a design bootcamp at www.karinagardnercourses.com/design bootcamp. I hope to see you there. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.